Earlier this week was the last day for schools here in Baltimore, which means since I teach a social justice theater and media program at a high school that I won't be able to tell if it's a weekday because I won't be hearing such beautiful things like, "Get out of my face, you irk my soul." What? Why is my name the only one that keeps coming out of your mouth? This is what I and tens of thousands of my fellow educators around the country deal with every day, that we de-escalate, divert, calm, quell, and still manage to do some teaching. And we don't even have a badge, a gun, or a taser. So that is my challenge to police departments around the country, particularly here in my hometown of Baltimore. I have a crazy idea. What if a part of police cadet training was that for 2 weeks they had to be an assistant teacher in Baltimore City public schools, middle or high school? Wouldn't that be amazing? For 2 weeks, someone that would be a future police officer on our Baltimore streets will get an opportunity to see African-American young people and youth of all colors on a daily basis. See how a child can be disruptive, disrespectful, and rude, and within a few moments want to be held and coddled and encouraged. That's what educators do. That's what teachers do every day around this country. And we don't have the options of physically touching, have no weapons, but we still manage to get young people to come to school. We still manage to form relationships with our young people. So wouldn't it be wonderful that someone who will become a future police officer will have this amazing experience of dealing with young people each and every day, seeing them as full human beings, not just as possible suspects, not as perps and perpetrators, but as young people, human beings that have a bad day, could have a bad week, but still deserving of our love and respect. So that's my challenge to police departments and particularly our own hometown police. Put a part of your training to actually have to work with young people on a prolonged basis. Maybe you'll begin to realize that they aren't that much different than you. And once seeing that and realizing that may cause your interaction with them to be much more different than it is now. Because once you have gotten to know a group of people, know someone, even when you see them at their worst, you still have the memory of them being at their best. And just maybe you realize that there's another way to diffuse, de-escalate, quell a situation as a police officer instead of going for your gun, a taser, mace, or your billy club. Maybe, just maybe, because you've had prolonged experiences dealing with young people, particularly young people of color, particularly African black young people, that you will realize that they are just like you, your children, your family, and deal with them with that in mind, with that level of respect, with that level of caring, and that level of love. And you can learn to ignore the cussing out, the getting out of my face, you irk of my soul, I can't stand you, and all the other added syllables to simple words. Let's look at them as a young person that needs your help and caring as you enforce the law. And wouldn't that be an amazing, good, and better way for police to police our communities? My name's Coley Tangela, and that's my take.